You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs.
Well, welcome into yet another weekly forecast. How are you? How are you feeling? How are you adjusting? Last week, we were really talking about being in the pressure cooker. And, you know, I felt it. I have felt it on and off since this new way of being in the world arrived. And a lot of the clients that I was speaking to last week, my friends, you know, anyone who would listen, basically, the conversation always came back to just being really gentle with ourselves, honoring what it is that we're feeling, and really trusting that this is all going to pass at some point. We're very much needing to practice all of the tools, all of the things that we've been working on now really need to come to the fore. So this week we have two cards for the forecast. They are Be Free and Indulge. Now, the Be Free card we had at the top of the year, and I spoke about it at length in the annual collective energy forecast. That podcast came out on January 1. And if you haven't listened to it before, you might be interested to check it out. But even if you have listened to it before, it's kind of interesting to go back and listen to it in light of where 2020 has taken us so far. So we're going to talk today about Be Free and Indulge. And if you've listened to the podcast for any length of time, whenever multiple cards are turned over in the reading, I am far more interested in the combined meaning than I am the individual cards. That being said, let me just quickly touch on what the individual meanings are, or at least the interpretation I have of them today. So whenever the Be Free card is turned over, it is a reminder that we choose our freedom. And so right now we are experiencing a time where many of our freedoms are restricted. The outer world, the pandemic, our respective governments are putting rules in place that at one level are indeed limiting the options that are available to us. And so this Be Free card is really reminding us that we have a choice. Not necessarily to flout those rules or to disobey those rules. That's not necessarily what I mean. But our real freedom exists inside of us and not necessarily out there. Our freedom isn't really someone else's to give us or to take away. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit in today's episode, because that might be really challenging right now as you're listening to that. Or maybe you know exactly what I mean, and either way is fine, but we're going to talk about it in a bit more detail in a second. I want to briefly touch on the Indulge card, because in isolation, by itself, this card means to indulge yourself. And it has everything to do with indulging your soul, listening to your inner voice, your inner wisdom, your intuition, as opposed to indulging the ego. And actually, I shared with some of my clients and people in my community just last week, I had pulled the Indulge card for myself this particular morning, and I was really focusing on the image in that card. And the image on this card is a woman on a swing. And it kind of adds into what I was just mentioning about Be Free, because physically, we're not really meant to be going outside right now and spending hours in, you know, your local playground, much to my children's dismay. And so the idea of just being able to indulge and play in the ways that we've known it aren't available to us. And yet there is something about the freedom of choosing to indulge anyway. And that indulgence is not necessarily indulging the ego or indulging our avoidance. And I was mentioning to this particular group that, you know, if we were to follow our head, it may lead us into indulging in an extra glass of wine every night, or, you know, those chocolate biscuits, or, you know, binging on Netflix more than we ordinarily would. And while I'm not saying we can't do those things, firstly, it's none of my business if you want to do those things. It's more that the message here is that, are you choosing things, options, activities that are indulging your true self rather than indulging fear or indulging escapism or avoidance? When you start to put these two cards together, be free and indulge, we get to choose how free we feel. And we get to indulge the part of us that is exploring freedom in new ways. And for many of us, it is really asking us to do this in a very creative way. You know, in my household, we're now a few weeks into, I guess, self-isolation. We have opted to do that. We're all working and schooling from home. And actually, none of us are really interacting physically with anyone outside of our home. One member of our family will go to the shops and collect anything that we may need to collect. But we've kind of taken it quite seriously in our neck of the woods. And so, you know, our household is feeling it right now. And the idea of finding freedom being trapped in a house with two small children and your partner, being an introvert and also being a psychic who energetically feels everything, is certainly challenging. And yet I too am being reminded of this message. And if you do go back and listen to the annual collective energy forecast, the forecast that I put out on January 1, you'll hear me talk about freedom through, not freedom from. And it can be a really different concept, particularly in our household, particularly for me, to be thinking about freedom through parenting, freedom through feeling everything right now, freedom through being in the pressure cooker. So to give you an example, in our household, we had ordinarily had things set up so that, you know, probably like most households, my children would go out to their respective schools or kindergarten. My husband, most days of the work week, would be at his workplace. Half the week he works from home. And I would have essentially then the rest of the day working from my studio. I may be connecting with people all over the world, but I was doing it solo from my studio. And now everyone is here. And so the demarcation, the boundaries, the freedom from others no longer exists in my household. And so in my example, my freedom through comes by figuring out, how do I let them join in? How do I join in their world? How do I indulge in another round of memory or another round of snap or another round of frozen? I'm using this as a very simple and hopefully relatable example, because it doesn't necessarily mean freedom from the pandemic, freedom from the news, freedom from, you know, whatever else may be bubbling in your unique pressure cooker. It's really about choosing freedom within. It is then about indulging the kinds of freedoms that soul is asking for, those little nudges that your intuition is asking for. And so some of the ways that you may want to tune into that is by carving out all of the things that we've been trying to practice for some time now. Time for meditation, time maybe for oracle cards or journaling, time for tuning into your body. That may be through dance or movement or yoga. It might be from sitting still, although for me right now, sitting still is not working, and the amount of exercise, which for me just means to go outside and walk, has increased because the motion is actually helping me tune in. For me, it's really about using my voice. For me, it's about listening to what I can be present to or for, and trusting that it is okay to let go of everything and everyone else. There is only so much that I can do in this pressure cooker, and that I need to indulge that, I guess, sensitivity or that truth right now. And so that's another layer here, that our current truth, our truth in this moment, may be different from our truth in normal programming. In my book, you already know, I talk about, you know, as our purpose is shifting and changing, we don't always have exactly the same purpose in every single given moment. And I talk about an overarching purpose and a moment-to-moment purpose. My overarching life purpose has not changed, but my moment-to-moment purpose has. And right now, my moment-to-moment purpose is showing up for who is immediately in front of me. And so I have to be able to show up for myself, and I need to be able to show up for my husband and for my kids. And anything that's left over, I will share. And some days, I don't have anything left. And I am kind of okay with that. And so I mentioned this because I think many of us can relate. I think many of us are starting to figure out that in this new way of being, we may not have a lot left over to give, and that we really need to be giving from our surplus. We don't want to be giving from an empty cup. We don't want to be giving because we feel obligated to. And so some of us are going to have to figure out what that looks like in this new way of being. The indulgence, therefore, is also about really truthfully looking at what you need in order to give in a pressure cooker. What might that look and feel like? While I do jump onto social media, I have limited it of late, but I've seen the same memes that you would have seen, you know, with everyone else's ideas about what we could be doing with this time. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everyone else's ideas of what I should be doing with this time. And these cards are telling us the same thing. Our freedom comes from indulging in the thing that is true and real for us. Not for our partners, not for our parents, not for our neighbors, and certainly not for someone on social media. And of course, it's all well-meaning. And that also means it might not be for me. And so if you feel like I'm just adding to that noise, I won't take offense if you just need to tune out for a bit. I guess the point here that I'm trying to make is, and actually the point I have always been trying to make, is that when you honor your own truth, your own intuition, and your own soul, when you listen to that, when you indulge that, you will always do what's right for you. It just means that at the moment, the outer world restrictions are putting a little extra pressure on us. So again, let me give you an example. For us right now in Australia, with social distancing, we're more or less being told to stay at home and to only leave home if it is essential. And something that I have observed this week is that there's a heck of a lot more people who are out walking and playing with their dog in the local park or the local walkway than I have ever seen before. And of course, we all need that. But we're also starting to realize that, okay, the only kind of outside interaction I'm going to get is by walking or going into nature. And so we're starting to realize, well, what can I do in the current confines? For others, I believe that the rules allow us to meet up perhaps with one other person. Like I mentioned before, we've opted not to do that in our household. So, you know, I guess it's going by whatever your systems are and what the external systems are. And then knowing that they're not there to confine you. They are there for you to explore and to find freedom within. Spirit reminds us that even before this pandemic, there were other rules, there were other legalities, there were other goalposts that were somewhat dictating how we existed in the world. And we had figured out how to operate within them. And while I'm not necessarily talking about accommodating everyone else's ideas here, which I just mentioned before, I am trying to draw our attention to the head knows the playing field we are metaphorically playing on or playing within. And then our hearts are going to tell us how to be free within that space. And true freedom comes from within. True freedom comes from recognizing that it's not our physical freedoms, it's not our mental freedoms, it's not our emotional freedoms, but it is the energetic freedoms, the soul freedom that we have. Because we actually exist beyond time and space. And so at any given point, our soul is existing far beyond any confine of this pandemic. Our soul is existing far beyond any other rules, any other influences. And so we need to be aware of the influence, but let our choice be the thing that is ultimately impacting and shaping our experience. When we can learn to indulge ourselves at our most expansive state, which is our soul state, then we will find real freedom. Our real freedom comes from indulging the enormity of our souls, the enormity of ourselves as spiritual beings, not just as human beings. And so, I don't know, I almost get the sense that this is like, it may not feel very practical, and Spirit's not necessarily giving me the practical tools to share with you. This is conceptual. And even as I say that, Spirit's like, yeah, but this is a concept to be felt rather than a concept to be intellectually understood. And I get the sense that what is happening in our world right now is actually meant to be knocking us out of our heads. It is actually meant to be taking us outside of our limitations and categorizations and the boxes, the rules and the systems that we've been living by, and instead come back to our multidimensional truth, to our multidimensional way of being in the world and seeing this so very differently. If you could hypothetically, and Spirit reminds me what I'm about to say is not just hypothetical, but let's like just play with this for a second. So if hypothetically you weren't just a physical body. And you could behave like my, actually, as I record this, my daughter is inside the house doing a Harry Potter quiz and talking to one of my dear friends, bless her. She is entertaining her on FaceTime or something. They're talking Harry Potter. So if we were to hypothetically imagine ourselves full of magic in the world of, you know, the wizards and witches, where we have the ability to teleport, where we have the ability to behave outside of the muggle world. That's really what I'm trying to describe here, is that yes, that muggle world exists. The 3D world exists. But what's happening in our world right now is trying to move us beyond it. It is the equivalent of Hagrid arriving and meeting us on our island while we're there in isolation and turning up and reminding us that we too are wizards or witches. And so you can interpret that in any way that you want to. I think that will probably mean different things for different people listening. But in a simple storytelling way, life is trying to remind us how very magical we are. And it's not a pandemic, and it's not the rules, and it's not the societal structures that are limiting us. It is the choices that we are making. And I just want to reiterate, I am not saying that we choose, you know, to ignore them or to flout them or to go against them. I'm not actually about that. The good girl in me does not want us to be doing that. Instead, it is recognizing that we are so much bigger than what is happening out there. And part of the way we're going to change and influence it is by collectively choosing to be in our expanded state, to indulge what our soul needs right now. And collectively, our collective soul, our collective energy is grieving, is resting, really resting, and giving our physical bodies just a minute to catch up. One of the other things that I've been talking about with my clients and friends and colleagues in the past week or so is the way in which our physical body is processing all of this. So there has been a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety, and our body is trying to process that. And I don't know about you. In fact, I'm recording this just under a full moon. And so it is typical for me to feel more tired more often than not on a full moon, not always. But I've just been so exhausted, so exhausted. And so I am napping and I am resting and I am going slow. And for me, my business hasn't stopped. I'm very grateful that I still have work. Yet the way in which I'm turning up, my schedule has changed. Because in order for me to turn up like that, and I touched on this before, in order for me to turn up like that, I have to adjust. I have to just sleep more. I have to integrate more. I have to walk more, because for me, that's how my body's moving energy. And so the collective soul right now is asking us to process. And it's actually asking us to process not through our minds, but through our bodies. This must be a felt reality. And we don't always want to feel what feels uncomfortable and unpleasant. In fact, most of our life in the modern Western world is set up to help us ignore it. Social media, Netflix, fast food, sex, addictions, just the ways that we've been living en masse have been numbing us out. And we've had enough, Spirit is saying, we have had enough of you indulging your avoidance, your resistance, and your ego. enough. If you want real freedom, indulge the truth. And it's time we take a beat to figure out what our individual truth is right now. And once you know that, what are you going to do with that knowledge? That is how we start rebuilding what comes next.
Did you know you can come in even deeper with these energies each month by joining the Guided Gathering? It's an online event on the last Tuesday of every month where I channel Spirit's message and include a guided process to help you integrate, upgrade, or just simply clear out what is no longer serving you. You can grab either a single 6-month or 12-month attendance pass at helenjacobs.co/guided gathering. I can't wait to meet with you soon.